Best Orthopedics of Oklahoma, and also by Tall Grass Motors. And so welcoming in Tri-County Tech Business Senior Director of Business Development. I'll get all those words in the right order in just a moment. Tanya Foreman, and thanks for coming in this morning. A lot of things to talk about. You're more than a month, probably about 6 weeks into the semester now, and students are doing what they do at Tri-County, preparing for careers and preparing for that post-secondary, whatever they're going to be doing. So we had a lot to talk about this morning.
We sure do, Charlie. Thank you so much. It's just an honor to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy talking to representatives of Tri-County Tech, and I know we're not really into anything we can talk about yet, but the folks from the Baldrige organization have just, well, recently left. They, I believe you told me before we went on the air, will make their decision over the next few weeks, and hopefully the first part of December we'll have something really big to talk about.
That is correct, Charlie. They left last Wednesday. We spent three beautiful days with the Baldrige Examiners at our location on Nowata Road. And we had 3 days of intense interviews, but it was absolutely phenomenal to be able to tell our story at Tri-County Tech and show them the Tri-County Tech way. And you are correct. It's almost like Christmas that we should get that phone call at the beginning of December. And we look forward to positive news from them. We are optimistically looking forward to that call.
I'm going to compare this to grant writing because it's the closest comparison that I think I can bring to the public. The first time you apply for a grant, you're not even sure really what they're asking for, but this is, we're going to flood them with information and hope we get something. Hopefully the granting authority will come back and say, you know, we turned you down because of A, B, C, and D, and you say, oh, now we know what we can work on. And so this is your second time around for a Baldrige Award, and I know you've done your homework.
That's correct, Charlie. Anytime we have just the opportunity to go through this process twice, you look back and you look for opportunities for improvement. And we did that. Our leadership team, actually, we went into what we call boot camp, a war room, and we dissected those opportunities for improvement. And we really did our homework, studied hard, actually went through role-playing and interviewing one another. I think several of us were more nervous to get interviewed from Dr. Tammy Strobel, who is our Office of Quality. So when we saw the examiners come, we were somewhat relieved. And it was interesting because they would start in on a question, and we had practiced so diligently, and we knew the answer. It was like we were raising our hands of, we know the answer to that. And so it's just a beautiful thing that has happened at Tri-County Tech. I'm so proud to be a part of this organization and to be named Best Places to Work and to get a Baldrige visit in the same year is almost like our white bison that is one of our mascots. The birth of a white bison is 1 in 10 million. And so we feel very, very fortunate and blessed to be on this journey.
And I know that while you are somewhat confident, there's still, like you said, there's that benchmark, 1 in 1,000s. So no guarantees. We're just going to be hopeful that there's something really good to talk about in about December, somewhere along the line.
Charlie, you'll be the first to know. We'll let you know.
Thank you so much. A lot of things to talk about Tri-County Tech. Of course, the mission continues 5-6 days a week with high school students and, of course, people coming in to retrain or get some more skills, advance what they're already doing. That's the day-in, day-out mission at Tri-County Tech.
Yes, Charlie, that is correct. We have a events and hospitality division within our organization that at any point in time you come out and walk the halls of our organization, we have numerous businesses that are there doing continuing education, that are renting the rooms for all types of training within their organization. And then, of course, we have our fabulous students. We have our adult and high school. Be sure to go to tricountytech.edu and take a look at our Osage Market specials that we have every single day. Our hospitality culinary division is just top notch. Matter of fact, it's kind of a known thing within our organization that you have to get there right at 11 a.m. or you don't get the special. And so there's a line. And so we have a rich heritage here in Bartlesville of 50 years strong, and we're looking to continue that for 50 more years.
Sounds like a great deal, and you're right. If you're not there in the door somewhere in line by 11:05, you better look over on the salad bar or something.
Yeah. You're exactly right, Charlie. You've been there. You speak from experience, sir.
I do. It's a great place to visit, and I don't care whether you're catering an event at Tri-County or whether people are simply coming out to see what's on the menu today, it's worth the visit.
Most definitely. Matter of fact, our examiners, Baldrige examiners, when they were there, they were so impressed with Tara Galtwalt and her team and the culinary. They were asking for recipes. Matter of fact, one of the scones was a huge hit. And so, of course, they're not able to take anything with them, but we did share with them the scone recipe in addition to all of our processes and procedures that we have at Tri-County Tech. So please, it's shouldn't be a secret. Come out and see our Osage Market open every single day from 11 to 1, and see what our specials are. Those are all listed on our website, so feel free to jump on there, and if you have any questions, give us a call.
You know, we've talked all the way around the topic with the Baldrige Awards and that sort of thing, but one thing that is part of the, to me at least, the unspoken mission is leadership. And that starts with Mr. Fields, and he sets the standard. Everybody else kind of gets in line and said, yeah, let's go do it.
Well, most definitely. Mr. Lindell Fields, our CEO, is a fearless leader of the journey that he has taken us on at Tri-County Tech. We have accomplished 86% of our Vision 2020, and we are looking at taking on Vision 2025, which that is in the works right now. One of those things that you mentioned is leadership, and we are proud to announce in spring, matter of fact, January 5th is the beginning of our new Leadership and Reputation Academy. It is our spring academy. We have completed one of those this last year and had 33 participants and graduates. That, matter of fact, Trevor Dorsey, who's the president of Regent Bank in NoWata, is one of our great partners. And he said that the LRA leadership program truly challenges individuals to attain personal growth without limits. Our community is blessed that Tri-County invests so deeply in its residents. And that is one thing that Mr. Fields exemplifies beautifully, is leadership. And that is one thing that we are going to be really focusing upon this next year.
One thing to find out more about, and we'll get to the continuation of that story in November, December, January. Oh, and by the way, February, March, April, and the rest of the months, too. And looking forward to seeing how that goes and develops, and I think how you involve the communities that you serve as part of what's going on, too.
Well, we love to listen to our communities, Charlie. We love our stakeholders. They're our friends. They're our family. I'm a Bartian, born and raised here, and have many colleagues and friends in this community. And leaders and leadership are often promoted because they succeed in specific areas of industries. But excelling to the next level requires different skills, and that's essential to an organization's reputation. And so we just really want to play our role in doing that, and the benefits of being a part of that is development of not only yourself personally, but also professionally, problem solving. But a little bit before we went on air, Charlie, we talked about connections. Yeah. And relationships in the community. And this really expands your network and your circle of influence. And so some of those topics that we will cover in that is leadership versus management. And we just give a preview of what that is, and focusing on the differences between leadership and management, and how to recognize and excel at both. One of mine is personal and professional values. We are all raised differently, mm-hmm. And so taking a look at that, also humility and grace regarding community. And one of my most favorite is etiquette and presence. And You may be the smartest, hardest working leader in your company, but in the wrong setting, poor etiquette can set you back. Our experts, Mr. Lindell Fields and that team that he has that's going to be doing that Leadership and Reputation Academy, they help assure you that you will represent your organization with professionalism, sharpness, and grace. And so it's just an exciting time to be at Tri-County Tech and to be involved. And these programs and our relationship and partnership with Schnocke, Turnbow, and Frank is just one of top-notch. It's world-class.
And by the way, just I know at least a little bit about that organization, but give me a thumbnail sketch. What is the organization that you just mentioned, and what do they do for you?
Schnocke, Turnbow, and Frank is a PR firm out of Tulsa that we have a relationship with, that we've done numerous projects with. And so really our relationship with them is just a guiding factor. It just kind of increases our footprint, if you will, and that partnerships adds validity and brings to the table their expertise and experience in the world of business.
Okay. We're talking with Tanya Foreman from Tri-County Tech, and we'll switch gears just a little bit. Cooperative arrangement with area schools as we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, again talking with Tanya Foreman from Tri-County Tech, and you gain your students, most of them I'll say, from area schools, not only in Washington County, but Osage County, Nowata County, and the cooperative arrangements that you have with area schools, that's important, that's kind of the lifeblood of what you do. And I know you have a career fair coming up, particularly in cooperation with Bartlesville, right?
Yes, sir. Our core is our schools, mm-hmm. Our sending schools, and our adult students. And the partnership that we have with those is priceless. We've partnered with Bartlesville Public Schools for a career fair, which is October 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our location at Tri-County Tech.
If you're thinking days rather than numbers, that's Wednesday of next week.
Wednesday, October 17th, you are correct. And what we've done is we've partnered with Bartlesville Public Schools and local business leaders, Charlie, to provide a conference-style fair for 8th and 9th graders where they can explore different career interests and hear directly from leaders in that field. Mm-hmm. So all of our faculty at Tri-County Tech, which are just absolutely phenomenal subject experts, they will be present for these 8th and 9th graders to come and tour. But also, we've partnered with other businesses in the community.
And I know you've got a long list, and we've got about 4.5 minutes, so we've got plenty of time. What businesses are coming in to help you out with that?
Well, of course, we have an attorney, Blair Ellis, that will be there, okay, in order to add insight that anyone that would like to go into the legal field. Our health facilities director, Heather Smoot, she will be there. One of my really close friends, CEO Jason Barta of the Boys and Girls Club, he will be present to represent a nonprofit. Dorothy Colaw, who owns Sugarica, mm-hmm. She will be there representing the baking world, which we all know Walk-In Wednesday is a beautiful time.
Get in there early, too.
Most definitely. Those Walk-In Wednesdays. And then we have Mr. Al Brown, who will be representing Chemical Engineering. Stephanie Leaf, who is an event coordinator. Ryan DeShields will be representing law enforcement. And we have my good friend Sonia Sells, who is at the Walmart Distribution Center. Mm-hmm. She will be representing operation managers, which that is a huge asset to mm-hmm. our community. George Hakiatis, who is one of our board members at Tri-County Tech and a beautiful representative of the robotics program that has been super successful.
An award-winning program for Tri-County.
Most definitely. We have Leslie Jordan, who is a travel guide. Sherry Fisher will be representing truck driving. Andy Olson for web design. Don Wolf for wildlife conservation. And then our very own CFO at Tri-County Tech, Kim Smith, will be representing the accounting world.
Okay.
And so we have a whole host of experts that we have invited to partner with us. And that's really what it's about, Charlie.
And I know it's mostly a come, learn, and experience sort of thing for the students, but do they need to pre-register to get involved, or is it simply just, you know, come in the front door, sit down, and we'll take you through the process?
Come in the front door, and we will have exciting, interactive presentations for them. We were speaking just a little bit early, 8th and 9th graders. If we could, we'd get them at 4th and 5th grade, which we were talking about. Some of these kiddos that are in elementary school, their jobs within the business sector haven't even been created yet. We most recently put in a drone program with Brandy Peace at Tri-County Tech. And so we're agile in our organization to be able to shift and meet the demands of our changing world. But this is just a beautiful partnership with these business leaders in Bartlesville Public Schools for the conference style fair that we will have once again on October 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun and something that the students will definitely walk away better for having attended that event.
We feel like, Charlie, if we can expose them to see and speak with these subject matter experts and maybe even, you know, tour their businesses, but also our instructors, they have their thumb on the pulse of the industries in which they represent. And so any insight to getting them exposed to that early on, we know at Tri-County Tech we're a choice and we want to be the first choice that these students have at our sending schools, and we want to represent that well.
I want to at least mention the other side of the coin in the minute that we have left. It's your fast track programs and everything else that takes someone that is, I'll say, through that secondary process already. They've got a job but want to improve those skills, or they have skills but they want to change job career fields all the way around.
That's correct. Matter of fact, we have fast track and flex classes that are starting in January. Please hop on our Facebook page, or you can go to tricountytech.edu. That's tricountytech.edu, and see the plethora of fast track flex adult programs that we have available.
And be out there at 11 o'clock for lunch today.
I'll see you there, Charlie.
I may be just a little bit late. I think I've got something else I got to do here. But we'll get some lunch today. News on the way next here from the Oklahoma News Network. We've been talking this morning with Tanya Foreman from Tri-County Tech. And more on the way on 1400 K1.
This is ONN News. I'm Beth Myers. It was a really wild.